Some of you know this about me. I'm a baseball fan. I play baseball, I watch baseball, and more specifically, I'm a big Yankees fan. I can't really help it. My dad, and his dad are all Yankees fans, so I didn't really have a choice. The Yankees have only won one World Series in my lifetime, and I was 2 at the time, so I'm not counting that one. However, my dad reminds me that the Yankees didn't win any World Series until he was in his 20s, and then they won 4. Their manager at the time was Joe Torre, and when he was first hired by the Yankees owner, George Steinbrenner, many people didn't like it because he didn't have much success in the past as a manager, but as you can tell, he had much success being the Yankees manager as they won 4 World Series, and he was even inducted into the Hall of Fame. In his Hall of Fame speech, he thanked Yankees players and coaches, but he forgot to thank the man who hired him, George Steinbrenner, the only guy who believed in him. Tonight, I want to take a look at a similar story in Luke 17, starting in verse 11. Luke 17:11. Now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then, as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." So when he saw them, he said to them, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his knees on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except for this foreigner?" And he said to him, "Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well." Unfortunately, we live in a world that is like those 9 lepers who forgot to thank Jesus. Tonight, I want to briefly share with you 3 reasons why we should be appreciative of Jesus, like that one leper who returned to thank Jesus. First, notice with me how we should be thankful and appreciative of Jesus because he taught us how to serve others. On the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus commanded us to serve one another. In Matthew 6, 1-4, Jesus instructs us to serve others without drawing attention to ourselves. But Jesus also showed us how to serve others when he washed the disciples' feet. In Luke 22, we learned that shortly after Jesus instituted the Lord's Supper, the disciples began to debate which among them was the greatest. At this moment, Jesus stood up, filled a bowl with water, and one by one washed their feet to teach them how to serve one another. Turn to John 13, 6-15. Then he came to Simon Peter, and Peter said to him, "Lord, are you washing my feet?" Jesus answered and said to him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but you will know after this." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "He who is bathed needs only to wash his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not all of you." For he knew who would betray him. Therefore, he said, "You are not all clean." So when he had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done to you." Jesus had taught his closest disciples how to serve others in his last moments with them. He showed them. Can you imagine how they felt? Do you think they ever forgot this lesson? We should be thankful and appreciative of Jesus because he taught us how to serve others. But second, we should also be thankful and appreciative of Jesus because he taught us how to treat others. On the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus commanded us to love everyone, even our enemies. In Matthew 5, 43-44, Jesus instructs us not just to love our neighbors, but also our enemies, doing good to them and praying for them. But Jesus showed us how to treat others when he healed the high priest's servant's ear in the Garden of Gethsemane. When Judas betrayed Jesus with a kiss, leading to his arrest, Peter drew his sword and cut off the ear of one of the men, John 18:10. Turn to Luke 22:47-51. And while he was still speaking, behold, a multitude, and he who was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and drew near to Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him, Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss? When those around him saw what was going to happen, they said to him, Lord, shall we strike with the sword? And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus answered and said, permit even this. And he touched his ear and healed him. It's incredibly hard to love our enemies. That's what God expects us to do. And there's no better example of this than Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. Can you imagine the impression this left with the disciples? Do you think they thought about this later in life when they were being harmed by their own enemies? We should be thankful and appreciative of Jesus because he taught us how to serve others and how to treat others. But finally, we should be thankful and appreciative of Jesus because he taught us how to follow God's plan. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus commands us to follow God. In Matthew 6:24, Jesus instructs us that we cannot serve both God and man. Rather, we have to choose who we should follow. But Jesus showed us how to choose to serve God and follow his plans when he submitted to his arrest and ultimately his death on the cross. In the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus is in emotional pain, knowing what is about to happen. The Bible tells us his disciples, his closest friends, keep falling asleep, leaving him alone. He was troubled and deeply distressed, Mark 14:33, John 12:27. He was exceedingly sorrowful even to death, Mark 14:34. And he was in such agony, his blood vessels ruptured, causing blood in his sweat, Luke 22:44. And yet when Jesus prayed to God, alone and troubled, after his prayer, he still followed God's plan. Turn to Matthew 26:42-46. Matthew 26:42-46. Again, a second time, he went away and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me, unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples, said to them, Are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. Jesus certainly showed us how to follow God's plan. How bad do you think the disciples felt when they realized that they missed the last moments to spend with Jesus because they were sleepy and tired? Or how awful friends they were to him. He needed them, and they never showed up. But one example he left for them, following God's plan no matter the consequences. Tonight, as we close the study, I would like you to think this week about the story of those 10 lepers. Who do you want to be like? The 9 that forgot to thank Jesus, or the 1 that came back and thanked him? There are many reasons we should be thankful for Jesus. He taught us how to serve others, how to treat others, how to follow God's plan. That's just 3 reasons, and there are many more. But don't be like those 9 lepers. This week, let's try to remember Jesus.